Welcome to Always Be Closing Thursday Thunder Talk Show. This podcast is designed for financial advisors and agency leaders to level up their skills through proper mindsetting so they can help more Filipino families. With over 20 years of experience, Coach Ron C., Coach Jeff Luspo, and Professor Cy De La Torre specializes in closing techniques, tax strategies, and tax compliance. If you want to become a master closer, then this show is for you.
Fantastic, fantastic. And game na tayo, coaches. Ano ba topic natin tonight?
Medyo exciting to. Exciting, so we can all relate to this. Sige nga, Coach Jeff.
That's right. Ang topic natin for tonight is all about bakit ba yung mind natin will always play in a position of safety and not excellence. Yan, no? Mm-hmm. Kaya, napansin nyo guys, all over the world, hindi lang dito sa Philippines. You watch YouTube, you watch, you read books about it, about, you know, yung mastery of your craft or controlling your mind. Laging merong mga topics about mind hacks. Laging may mga topics about how do you trick your brain to do this? How do you make your brain follow you or make your mind follow you. Kasi yung mind natin, subconsciously, ang default mode niyan is to keep you safe all the time. That's the default mode. It doesn't want you to be uncomfortable. It wants you to be comfortable all the time. It wants you to stay inside your comfort zone. It doesn't want you to take risks because grabe, yung stress level ng body mo tataas, di ba? Hahiblarin ka, kakabahan ka, there's fear, di ba? Gusto lang niya, relax. Don't worry about it.
Chill out.
Don't worry about it. Relax. Beauty rest.
ayaw niya ma-stress, di ba? So for example, meron kang binigay na task yung manager mo. Sasabihin ng manager mo, okay, for today, mag-appointment setting ka to 20 people for today. Diba? Syempre, that's already stepping out of your comfort zone. Kasi magte-text ka, tatawag ka, and it's stressful for the mind. So anong gagawin ng mind natin? Sasabihin na, do you really need to do that? Diba?
Like right
but
now?
You need your beauty rest. Matulog ka muna, or you know, watch your favorite show. It prevents you from doing the things that you really want to do. Tama ba? May mga na-experience din ba kayo ganyan sa situation, you guys?
Ang dami. Sige, kao muna, Coach Sean, please.
Yeah. Oo, yeah. You know what? Kasi ako, it's like, Again, it's really, really hard to, especially ngayon, nowadays where most of us are at home. Tama ba? You're in a stage where everything is there. You know, the ref is there. The aircon is there.
The comfortable bed is there.
And sometimes, last year, Coach, I really have to go out.
I remember the time, Coach Ron, wala pang pandemic during that time. But we had to go out.
Nag-meet tayo. Yeah, nag-meet tayo sa coffee shop talaga.
A coffee shop. So that we can control
really
the
focus.
Environment
yeah.
and really focus on the things. Yeah. Kasi pag hindi mo kinontrol yung environment mo,
maraming distractions, and nandyan lang yung anak mo, anytime pwede kang kalabatin. Diba? Right. So, again, you have to put things into perspective na, oo, diba, you have to make sure that you set up a stage where you can be motivated really to work and focus on one thing, especially dun sa mga importanteng kailangan gawin. Kasi pag ganyan na walang focus, Coach, nangyayari, lagi natin pinagpapabukas, tama ba?
Bukas na lang.
Kasi wala naman talaga urgency yan eh. Hanggang sa hindi mo alam na wala na, hindi mo na siya nagawa. That's very, dun pa lang, I'm just talking about, you know, simple stuff, you know, simple tasks na pwede mo sana gawin. Usually, no, Coach Jeff, no, usually in a normal situation, dapat sana nagawa na yan eh.
Yeah.
Pero, again, you cannot really motivate people. You cannot motivate yourself. You can only set up a stage for people to be motivated.
Yeah.
And that includes you. Tama ba? Kaya nga minsan, Coach, kailangan mong, katulad yan, di ba, pag mag-talk tayo, kailangan, kailangan mag-coat tayo. Kailangan mag-long sleeves tayo. Kasi pag naka, just imagine ko, naka-crew neck shirt ka lang, wala eh. Diba? Wala yung switch na hinahanap mo para maging work mode tayo.
That's correct. What about you, Professor Sai?
Ano yan, guys eh. Siguro itong ano natin, yung pagiging always on the safe side, meron din siyang cultural ano eh, cultural origin eh. Kasi remember guys, the Philippines has been a colony of Spain for more than 400 years. 'Di ba no? And ang mga Spanish during that period, so let me just clarify that. Mahilig tayo sa ano, sa mga siesta. Yung mga chillax mode, 'di ba? Mga ganun. So, hanggang sa na-incorporate sa ugali ng mga Filipinos. Kasi kasama talaga sa kultura nila yun eh, na sa kanila, pag sinabi mong lunch, hindi siya 12 to 1. It's 12 until hanggang sa kailan sila matapos, di ba? Tapos meron pa silang siesta. So, in a way, it was also built in our kultura natin. Nasama yon. And remember, di ba, nung mga bata tayo, lagi sinasabi ng mga tatay natin at nanay natin, oh, huwag kang lalabas kasi mainit. Diba? Naalala niyo, 'di ba? O okay, lalabas kasi kahit matulog ka na lang anak, basta tanghali dapat. Kaya naiintindi ako si Coach Jeff, Coach Ron. Something cultural.
Tsaka bro, say kinuwento sa akin ni Dad 'yan.
Okay, sige.
Ito lang, just recently. As in, may mga tawag pala diyan. There are actually lima pala ang ano natin, ang break times natin or yung kung kailan tayo kakain.
Oh, wow, talaga?
Yeah, sige. meron yung almusal.
Breakfast.
Breakfast, usually early morning yan. Merong 10 o'clock.
Coffee time? Sinabi,
Mid-morning
snack.
Mid-morning, okay.
Meron ding lunch,
okay.
Then merienda. Then unusually dinner talaga is talagang late evening,
okay.
So parang lima talaga tayo kumakain, hindi lang the usual tatlo. So just imagine ilang kung if you're a working person, 'di ba parang ano, ang dami mong break time.
Oo, kaya pala din sa setting natin, Coach Ron, Coach Chef. Ano 'yan eh? Ang mga empleyado mag-i-in. Pag inyan, pupunta sa cafeteria para mag-breakfast.
Kape muna.
After mga 30 minutes babalik sa opisina. Pagdating ng mga 10:30 niyan, lalabas. 15 minute break magko-coffee. So guys, for those who are listening and watching right now, makita nyo part of the reason why we are like that kasi cultural eh. Parang yung sense of urgency na wawala until ma-expose tayo sa mga ibang kultura. Like yung cultures like ng mga Americans because si Coach Ayat, she's been working for an American firm almost her entire corporate career eh. At sa kanya ko nakita yung talagang pag ngayon talaga lahat yan. Walang pakialam yung boss mo kung nag-lunch ka na o kung nag-merienda ka na ba o nag-coffee ka o nag-CR ka ba. Basta I need that report. Kailangan ko yan ngayon. So makita nyo, no? It has something to do also with culture. But if we're going to look at the end of the day, it's going to be part of our discipline. Disiplina pa rin talaga, Coach. No? Kaya naalala nyo, guys, no? nung elementary tayo, even in high school, meron tayong homework, 'di ba? Parang everyday na lang homework kasi part din pala ng training natin 'yon to exceed expectations. Hindi pwedeng kung ano lang yung kaya mong gawin. And just like financial advisors, that's also the reason why tama ba Coach Ron, Coach Chef? We also set quota. We also set goals. Kasi kung chillax lang, 'di ba? Kumbaga, okay lang 'yan, pahinga ka lang. Mahaba pa naman yung buong taon. Wala, talagang hindi nga marireach siguro ng ng isang financial advisor yung kanilang quota. And that's why we also have what we call may mga MDRTs, may mga COT. Kasi part of that is motivation is yung financial reward or yung reward, both financial or otherwise. Tama ba ako, Chef?
Yeah, that's right. We first discovered this 20 years ago when our mentor, Raymond Havel, tinatawag namin siyang Mondo, part ng power principles namin during that time, power principle number 8, sinabi niyang, I exercise control over my own mind. At doon niya sinabi, your mind talaga will always play in a position of safety. It wants you to stay comfortable all the time. It doesn't want you to be stressed out. It doesn't want you to have those anxiety issues, yung mga ganun, yung talagang mabigat sa damdamin, yan. Gusto niya, relax ka lang lagi. So, lagi niyang sinasabi sa amin na in order for you to exercise your control over your own mind is you need to really be aware of your actions, turn it into habits para mapalitan mo, mapasunod mo yung subconscious mind mo. Right? Kasi pag hindi mo mapasunod yung subconscious mind na yan, it's always gonna overpower your conscious mind all the time. Naalala mo, Coach Ron, yung sinabi sa atin about the iceberg? Diba? So the analogy of the iceberg, ano ba yung analogy ng iceberg? Yung tip of the iceberg, yung nakikita natin, floating, yun yung conscious mind.
Okay.
Pero underneath
majority that, of what's beneath is subconscious.
That's right. Majority of the iceberg, hindi natin nakikita because it's underwater. And that's the biggest part, which is the subconscious mind. And if the subconscious mind overpowers the conscious mind all the time, dun tayo na nangihina lagi. Tapos dun natin nakikita, at the end of the day, Coach Ron, Professor Sai, oh my God, wala na naman nangyari sa aking araw na to.
Mm-hmm. Kasi tama
hindi
yun,
na naman
ako
productive.
Tama
go ahead, Coach.
I can easily relate to that, coaches. Kasi, minsan ganito this is how we think . Diba? Yung subconscious would tell us if something is doable since nagawa mo na siya dati.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why, for example, diba, tayo, Coach Jeff, like a couple of years ago, we were like, diba, how much do you weigh?
Yeah, diba? 180? A few years ago, about 170.
170? Diba? Yeah. Ako, I was at, 140. I have 6-pack abs. Ngayon, dalawang ab na lang.
Tapos, tsaka ngayon, Coach, 205 pounds na ako.
Ano, Coach Jeff, naging well-rounded person.
Yeah, well-rounded. Yes.
So yun yung subconscious, diba? Ibig sabihin, sometimes it's, diba, eto, yan, katulad yan, diba? Now, if you're in a position where you are, ano sabi nga ni Mondo before, di ba? I know, si Rob, naalala ko yun, Coach Jeff, di ba? The most dangerous place that you can be, that you don't want to be in, is your comfort zone. Mm. Because normally, you don't know if you're in your comfort zone. Kasi sobrang komportable mo .
Okay. Yes.
Di ba?
Nakakatakot yun, ha?
Nakakatakot talaga. That is the most dangerous one. Kasi you won't feel growth. You won't feel anything. You just feel safe.
And we will always justify it.
Yeah.
Diba? You justify, tama. Why do I need to do this? Bakit kailangan ko gawin to? Kailangan ba talaga? And if we justify things, yun yung hindi na natin nagagawa. Tama ba? What's your take on justifying, Professor Sai, Coach Ron?
Coach Ron, sige, go muna, please. Kasi para tuloy mo lang yung binanggit mo kanina.
Kasi ako, one of my favorite books is, di ba, Think and Grow Rich. And at the end of the book, it says there, that most of the people that doesn't succeed, it's not really because they failed, but because of how they have so much alibis and excuses in their lives. And yun yung, and normally, Prof. Sai, coaches, ito yung mga justifications natin sa sarili natin na, and ang pinaka first believer natin is sarili natin. Because
correct.
It sounds so good to the author.
Correct.
Diba? Ganun yun . So, yun yung justification, yun yung excuses natin. And this hindi to nalalayo dun sa mga, let's say, if you have a client, diba? You're a financial advisor. May excuse naman lahat ng kliyente natin .
Yeah.
Diba? Next time na lang kasi hindi pa ako, diba? Hindi pa ako handa dyan kasi, diba? Et cetera. Ang daming excuses. Right? And ang mahirap dun kasi, Coach, is pag you don't have any support group, especially ang yung support group, yung grupo mo tolerates that kind of excuse.
Yeah.
Diba? Kasi it takes a true friend to tell you na, come on, bro, get out.
Galaw-galaw.
Galaw-galaw, baka ma-stroke.
Diba? Buti ang stroke. Galaw-galaw, baka pumanaw. Diretso na.
Yeah. Gets mo? So it takes really, syempre, genuine care about your family and all to really go to to that place where yun talagang goal mo, let's say if you wanted to be shape, coach, diba?
Dugtong ako lang. Kaya Coach Jeff, na-appreciate ko yung Guys, for those who are listening and watching right now, na-appreciate ko yung mga coffee sessions with the coaches. Pag nag-PPM si Coach Ron, kita-kita naman tayo over coffee. Yeah, mm-hmm. talagang we really make time for that kahit mga 30 to 1 hour lang 'yon na yeah. coffee session. It's a great bonding session with great friends from the ABC community kasi you get to check up on each other na oh, mm-hmm. kamusta ba sa ano, business mo, yung ganyan. Yung mga yep. pinag-uusapan namin, something light pero at the same time, it's also a way to check your friends na oh, na-achieve mo ba yung ano mo, yung goal mo, yung target mo kasi when you're with a company of good people or fantastic yep. people, in a way that also would help you na to keep moving eh. Diba?
Tama.
Pero pag ang mga barkada mo, medyo passive din sila kasi chillax-chillax mm. lang kasi pandemic. Mm. You also have that tendency na chumilax ka lang din o mag-relax ka lang din only to find out ako, anong na-achieve ko? Diba?
Right.
But whenever you see your friends na na-achieve niya to, ako, I am always thankful with our good friends in the ABC kasi pag nakikita ko na meron sila na-achieve, the first thing that I said, Lord, thank you for blessing this person. Bakit? Kasi when you take blessings for other people, guys, the blessings mm-hmm. would also come to you. Pero pag ang nauna mong naisip, eh, ano naman siya, sinuwerte lang siya, ganyan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Diba, bisan may ganun tayong attitude, eh, na yun pa yung nagiging reason, guys, for those who are listening and watching right now, yun pa yung nagiging reason para mas lagong hindi ka magpursige. Kasi mm-hmm. gina-justify mo na lang eh, diba? Pero if the first thing that you would do is, nakakatuwa naman siya, he's so blessed. Yep. And I like that, 'di ba? Yung maging happy ka muna sa kapwa mo, mm-hmm. then you'll be surprised eh. That can be a motivating factor for you to actually move. Pero I like yung sinabi ni Coach Chef kanina. Na when you are in your comfort zone, 'di ba Coach Chef? Minsan yun yung delikado eh. Mm-hmm. Kasi hindi ka na magde-dare na i-challenge yung sarili mo. And it's also good not only for financial advisor and even for some professionals like brokers, doctors, architects, yung hindi na sila nakikinig dun sa mga suggestions ng mga friends nila kasi thinking nila, "De, kaya ko na yan. Ako, 10-time awardee na ako or 15-time awardee na ako, so alam ko na yan." But you know, guys, sabi nga niya, no, there's always a better way of doing things. And that's what we're after here at ABC. We try to influence each other. Yan. May mga kanya-ka tayong skill sets. But ang purpose really is to influence, yan, to motivate, or in a way, to create an environment na an environment of collaboration. Not competition, but collaboration. Yeah. Yan.
Yeah. That's right. Kaya mapapansin nyo guys, sa lahat ng mga trabaho, I think being a financial advisor is the hardest job in controlling over your own mind. Napansin nyo guys, sa trabaho natin as financial advisors, sinasabihan talaga, you can control your time. Di ba? Yan yung laging, flexible hours. Oh my gosh. Di ba? And most of the time, pain. Bakit pain? Mm-hmm. Kasi your mind, your subconscious mind will say, go for it. Mm-hmm. You can control your time, flexible. Go for it. And then when you're there,
Kasi coach, hindi pwedeng double-edged sword kasi yung
double
time.
Double-edged sword, yeah, that's right.
Tama.
Kaya napansin nyo, sa industry natin, mataas ang attrition rate. Right? Sobrang taas. People quit right away. Because they were thinking, mali yung concept nila of controlling time. They thought na, if I can have flexibility of time, if I can control my time, you know, I can do the things that I really love. But in reality, pag yun ang naging mindset natin and you only work 30 minutes a day, 1 hour a day, at hindi mo alam kung productive ka ba talaga, dun ngayon, nagkakaroon ng inactivity. Kaya napansin mo, sa mga bawat agency leader teams, mga branches, mga units, lagi minimeasure rin natin yung activity ratio ng isang team.
Yeah.
And if you notice yung activity ratio ng isang team, bihirang-bihira ka makakita ng 100% activity ratio every month because of that flexibility of time. Yung notion na you can do this whatever, whenever, whatever, wherever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi hindi na, kasi yun yung ano yung mindset eh. So anong nangyayari? Mababa yung activity ratio.
Kasi ang binenta mo yung time freedom right away.
Which is
dapat sana syempre mas maganda kung magkakaroon ka ng more time pag naging productive ka.
Pag naging productive
ka.
That's right. Tama. If you are more productive then you have more time, you can control your time more. So yun ang nangyari. Kaya yun ang napansin namin Professor Sai, when Coach Ron and I started as financial advisors 20 years ago. Tagal na no.
Tagal na no.
we didn't know about controlling one's time. We didn't know that it was flexible.
Yeah, because we sobrang controlled yung time natin, coach.
Oh,
structured kasi, no? Well structured kasi, oo.
When we started out as financial advisors, ang mindset sa amin ng managers namin is, hey, you got to report here. We're going to have a project meeting at 11 a.m. You got to be here before 11 a.m. every day. And you're going to leave and you're going to go home na mga 8, maybe 9. Minsan 10, minsan 11 in the evening.
Wow.
So pag may client.
First hour natin after project meeting is mag-role play.
Role play, yeah.
As in,
role play,
practice until, yeah.
Role play. And that's every day. We were only allowed to take a day off once a week. Tama ba, Coach Ron, no?
Mm-mm-mm.
Once a week. Every day, meron kami. There's already a system, a structure. So yun ang nakasanayan namin. And then, just about maybe 5-6 years ago, nung lumipat na kami sa mga companies, sa multinational companies, di ba? Mga traditional companies, we noticed na hindi ganun yung setup. We noticed that they only meet once a week. Di ba? Oh, once a week lang. Kasi if we meet every day, hindi pwede. Pwede. Mm-hmm. Because yun ang nakasanayan pala ng traditional setup. Na you only meet once a week, maybe a branch meeting once a month, di ba? Mga ganon. And then that's it. So nangyari, yung activity ratio talaga bababa because of the setup that we have. So anong gagawin natin ngayon? It's challenging for agency leaders now to have 100% activity ratio because of that notion na flexible yung time, you can control your time. But just imagine this. Kung ang mindset, kung control yung environment, kung ang mindset ng mga financial advisors is just like working in any other office or in any other job. Di ba pag nagtrabaho ka sa call center, sa admin, sa if you're an accountant, if whatever the job is, you're required to go there and work 8 hours a day, di ba? Nandun ka lagi.
Correct.
It's controlled.
Correct.
Right? Wala kang choice, you have to do it. And you feel productive kasi marami ka nagagawa, but you're working for that particular company. Ang maganda dito sa pagiging financial advisor is you're starting a business, di ba? You're a businessman. You're an entrepreneur. But since you're an entrepreneur, nandun yun yung notion na, hey, I don't have a boss. I can control my time. Akong bahala kung kailan ko gusto mag-day off. So, nangyari, pag yung subconscious mind natin laging nagte-take over, hindi natin makontrol, dun lagi tayo less productive. Dun lagi tayo magre-reklamo, Coach Ron, Professor Sina, meeting na naman? Ikaka-meeting lang natin last week, ah. Meeting na naman. Di ba? So doon kasi nag-start tayo na iba. So ang challenge ngayon dito, if you guys would like to help your financial advisors control their own minds, you first set up an environment na makakatulong sa pag-control ng mind nila. Tama ba, Professor Sain, Coach?
Correct. Yeah. I couldn't agree more. Yeah. Tama yun. Malaking factor yung environment eh. I'll share you a good example. Nung nag-pandemic tayo last year, our office, XDT, we were forced na mag-work from home yung mga tao namin. Kasi nga, lockdown. So what we did, Coach Sean, Coach Chef, is we delivered yung mga computers nila sa kanya-kanyang bahay. Hoping na business as usual kami. So, okay naman siya, naging business as usual. Pero nakita rin namin yung mga challenges kasi since hindi naman talaga built for work from home yung mga tao, minsan, ang work time kasi namin is from 9 to 7 kami. Yan, 9 to 7 kami. Nagugulat ako kasi tumatawag ako dun sa mga staff ko during office hours, hindi ko ma-reach. Pero naka-open yung computer niya kasi namamonitor namin. Sabi ko, asan to? Ba't hindi ko ma-reach? Then malaman ko nasa mall, 'di ba? Naggo-grocery or kasi may mga bukas pa rin naman mall eh. Pala nasa labas, masarap doon.
May temptation, no?
May nahuli pa ako, nag-ML. Gamit yung talaga. We have ways naman para malaman namin nag-ML. Sabi ko pambira talaga. 'Di ba? Ano yun, during office hours yun, Coach Ron, then I decided, sabi ko, this is not really meant for us in the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
So nung medyo nagluwag, sabi ko, pinabalik ko lahat ng mga PC sa office. Sabi ko, guys, mag-report kayo sa office. Anyway, we're considered naman as APOR, yung authorized person outside residence. Meron silang kompleto, meron silang vaccine, meron silang card, meron silang certification. Sabi ko, if I need to relocate you somewhere near dito sa amin, I will do it. Kasi mas malaki nawawala sa akin sa ginagawa nyo. Kasi hindi nyo rin ginagawa talaga yung work from home eh. Diba?
And yun it's really not their fault eh. It's more of the environment.
Correct.
Again, really? It's, diba?
It's the environment it, talaga kasi, eh.
Oo, oh, yeah, that's how yun.
Relax pero eh. Yun, masyadong relax eh.
Right. Pero you know what, Coach? Ano, no? I was about to say earlier na very important din kasi, Coach, yung when things are really not okay. Yan katulad ng ano no, no, nung ginawa ni Prof Sai. It is really the leaders who will set up the tone.
Yeah.
Diba? Ano mm-hmm. ano ba kailangan nating gawin? There has to be a structure. There has to be and most of the time you have as a leader, ikaw yung unang-unang to roll up your sleeves and do it.
Correct.
Di ba? O kasi that's kung correct. Hindi ikaw yung if you're not willing to sacrifice time, mm-hmm. di ba? And yep. gusto mo papunta yun sa office, pero ikaw wala ka sa office.
That's right. Oh, yun, diba? Totoo yun. Totoo yun. Oh.
So yun. So yun yung unang-una. Diba? They would follow your lead. Kaya ako, ano, Coach, diba tayo, marami na naman tayong leaders na kilala.
Correct.
And ito talaga, na-test eh. Na-test talaga yung pagiging ano magaling nating leader eh.
Mm-hmm.
There are branches na wala, para sa kanila, walang pandemic.
Correct. Tama ba? Correct.
Mm-hmm. Totoo, ano pa, going to the next level palagi, di ba? Meron mm-hmm. naman na biglang medyo naglaylo, nag-disappear, di ba? Mm-hmm. And it's really about the leaders that we have. Kung ano yung justification nila, mm-hmm. tama ba?
Correct.
Doon sa sarili nila and when, kung kailan nila gusto magtrabaho. Yun ang mangyayari, di ba? And it's really ano, it's again it's all about yung vision natin sa mga tao natin.
Correct diba?
So very very important.
Dadagdagan ko lang ng maikli. I like yung sinabi ni Coach Ron, ladies and gentlemen. Ito yung sa mga lagi tinuturo ni Coach Ron, yung mga sa mga snippets sa niya. You cannot give what you don't have. So as a leader, kung katulad ng binabanggit ako, mag-report kayo sa opisina, pero ikaw most of the time nasa bahay ka naman, don't expect that your people will mm-hmm. be working harder than you.
Yeah.
Diba? Kasi hindi kanila nakikita eh. Diba? That's the thing. Kaya maganda yung sinabi ni Coach Ron for that.
Alam mo, Prof, Coach Chef, naalala mo si Rob, diba?
Yeah.
There's one time, kasi sa amin talaga, Prof, say bawal malit, 1 minute. You'd rather be early like 1 hour early than 1 minute late. So there's one time that I was late.
Okay.
No, nandun ako sa ano cubicle. Nandun sa cubicle ko, Jeff. Pagpunta ko sa cubicle ko, nandun siya. Rob is my, Rowan was my boss. Just imagine, mga 6'1", 240 pounds, Americano. Tapos nakataas pa yung paa.
Oh, wow.
Nakataas pa, nandun, nakaupo siya sa station ko.
Okay.
Yeah, pagdating ko, I was like, oh. You're, sabi sa akin, you're early for tomorrow. That was, but he's a cool guy, you know. Sabi niya, you know what?
Yeah.
Sabi ko nga, ano, you know, I'd rather be, ano, sabi ko, I'd rather be, you know, late than, better be late than pregnant. Sabi ko na lang. Tama siya ng tao.
Yeah.
Pero after that, I was never late anymore. Yan, alam ni Coach Jeff yan. I'm very, particular sa time, diba? Ako nga yung pag magkikita kami ng 5 o'clock ng umaga, mga 4:30 pa lang, natatawagan ko na yan, nasak na lang.
tama. So, ganito ang gagawin nyo guys, no? In order for you to reach your subconscious mind, kailangan yung conscious mind mo, laging may mag-exert ka talaga muna ng effort.
Yeah.
So, in your notes right now, ang gawin nyo guys, sulat nyo to sa mga notes ninyo. Every time na nagtatawag ng meeting yung agency leader nyo, show up.
And be the first.
Be the first one to be there. Be on time. Be early. Every time na pag nagsabi ang agency leader mo, practice session tayo today, be there. Pag sinabi ng agency leader mo, we have a meeting for this particular day, be there. Don't justify your excuses. Find a way to be there every day. You gotta control the environment. Mm-hmm. Your agency leaders will help you control that environment. Yun nga lang, because of the flexibility of time, you can control it. Diba? We always justify na okay lang if I miss out this particular session, meron pa naman next time. Di ba? Mm-hmm. Kaya napansin mo, Coach Ron,
mga agency leaders natin, yung mga sa mga companies natin, mga trainers natin, they give fantastic training sessions. Minsan sinasagot pa. In fact, madalas, no? Sinasagot ng ano ng kumpanya mismo yung mga tuition fees, mga benefits, 'di ba? Mag-hire sila ng speaker for everyone to listen for free only to find out konti ang pumupunta. Late pa. Right? Bakit? Because of the mind na, hey, baka naman may next time pa naman yan, etc. Okay lang. Remember, guys, if you want to control your mind, you want to be good in this industry, you want to perform, you want to become MDRT, you want to become an agency leader, you want to build your empire, show up.
That's
every
the first
day.
Thing. Yeah.
That's the first thing that you need to do. You want to control that mind? Show up. Doesn't matter how you feel, whether motivated ka, hindi, may sakit ka, doesn't matter. Naka-Zoom na po tayo ngayon. Wala nang excuse.
Oh, wala nang excuse.
Have your Zoom on your cell phone. Show up.
Show up. I like that.
Very
show
important.
Up.
Pag sinabihan ka ng agency leader mo, we have a one-on-one meeting for today, show up. Pag sinabi niya, we have a branch meeting for today, show up.
Show up.
Pag sinabi niya, meron tayong training, a company product for this particular day, show up. Doesn't matter what your schedule is, if you want to become good here, control it. Especially yung mga full-timers. Tama ba, Professor Sai? Tsaka
yes.
Coach Ron.
Correct. Mm-hmm. I like
we
that.
Have to be active. We really have to be active and just be there. Be there. Be, ano, hindi ka pwedeng missing in action. Okay ba yun? Very, very important.
That's right. That's right. That's right. So, very important. I hope marami tayong natututunan for tonight's session. Marami pa tayong gustong sabihing tips. Kaso, naubos na naman ang oras natin. So, one at a time, we can repeat this session so we can give more tips on how you can control your mind. And ano yan guys, ha? It doesn't mean na pag na-control mo na yung mind today, you can control your mind tomorrow. No.
Yeah. It's an everyday thing.
Diba? It's an everyday thing. You have to do it every day. So the first thing that you need to do is to show up. Yan. Very important po yan. Okay? So yung mga agency leaders nyo, hopefully, merong mga agency leaders na nanonood kasama
Coach, show up, hindi live show, ah.
Hindi live show. Show up. Para para naman matulungan din natin yung mga agency leaders, mapataas yung activity ratio nila.
That's right.
Para mas maraming nagpa-participate, mas masaya kasi pag mas marami kayo.
Tsaka coach, it's not just showing up. It's really being there 100%. Kasi pwede nakalagin ka, pero yung kalahati ng kaluluwa mo, nandun pa sa... Diba,
parang
yung ginagawa iba?
Parang yung ginagawa ng employee ni Professor Sai.
Oo,
nakalagin.
Nakalagin.
Nasa mall.
Wala doon. Tapos nakalagin. Nagtatanong ako, hindi makasagot. Yung pala, nakita ng that trace ng IT ko, nag-ML.
Okay.
Ko pambira.
That's right, that's right, that's right. So, marami pa tayong gustong ibigay ng tips, but don't worry, we are always here every Thursday para mag-add ng value sa inyo. And that is it for today's episode. If you think we were able to add value to you guys, then spread the word to your friends and to your teammates. You can also follow Always Be Closing Academy on all social media platforms. Feel free to message us for any questions or if you feel that you would like to enroll in any of our value-adding programs. We'll see you guys again next week. Tune in next time only here at the Always Be Closing Thursday Thunder Talk Show. My name is Coach Jeff Luspo.
And this is Coach Ron C. Of course, along with Professor Sai.
And remember,
always be closing!